Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, exercise is medicine. The initiative by the American College of Sports Medicine, which calls on all healthcare providers to assess and review every patient's physical activity program at every visit. And my guest is one of our favorite guests here, Dr. Pamela Peake. She's an internationally renowned physician, scientist, and expert in the fields of nutrition, metabolism, stress, and fitness. And she's the global spokesperson for Exercise as Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Peake. Tell us a little bit about this initiative.
You know, Exercise as Medicine is a unique and fabulous campaign globally now, over 20 countries. And what this really entails, quite frankly, is physicians and care providers at all levels, actually, as it were, writing prescriptions for physical activity and finally viewing it as a vital sign, right up there with blood pressure and, you know, pulse rate and all the rest of it. That's how important it is. And so when we really sit down and look at what exercise as medicine is all about, it's finally elevating it to the level it should have been all along, which is that important. There are huge improvements in quality of life. There are economic savings when you reduce healthcare costs. There are reduced environmental impact through active transport. You've got increased work productivity, reduced absenteeism. I mean, you know, higher academic achievement among students, better cognitive function among everyone from kids to, you know, older adults. I could go on forever, and I'm not going to because I care about you too much, Melanie. But you kind of get the point, and that is there's nothing bad I can say about getting up, assuming the vertical, and getting more physically active. Now, notice, although we say exercise is medicine, we're talking about two things. One is not just some deliberate time to get on out there and do a little something like take that active walk outdoors with your buddy and all the rest of it, but it also means increasing your activities of daily living. So, you know, just interspersed throughout the day, just, again, assuming vertical, moving, stretching, you know, doing everything you possibly can to take that fantastic body of yours and do something with it. Don't just sit there, because if you really want to have some fun, Melanie, Google this, sitting disease. And sitting disease was something made famous by Dr. James Levine, as you know, at the Mayo Clinic. And he was the one who invented, as it were, with a bunch of people, the standing desk, because he's so into making sure people don't just sit on their little, you know, doofers all day long. Because when you do, huge metabolic changes take place. You basically, to make it simple for everyone out there, honey, you glacierize. Your metabolism falls, your ability to burn fat falls, your ability to regulate blood sugar falls. Nothing good about sitting there for extended periods of time, like an hour or more. Actually, when in studies, when men sit for 4 hours at a time, just, you know, doing the glazed-eyed thing right into the tube, whether it's any kind of screen, quite frankly, television or otherwise, and don't move much at all, they raise their risk of heart attack by 2. And that is huge, and that's just 4 hours. I mean, that's right there. There's your Law and Order marathon right there. So we're just, you know, really trying to get people much more sensitive to the idea that you need to get up, assume the vertical, increase your activities of daily living, taking the steps and really going out of your way to avoid sitting for prolonged periods of time, and then to embrace the fact that you want to collegially team up with your physician, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, physical therapist, all the wonderful people, you know, who are part of the healing arts, and to work with them to help guide you to your optimal physical activity for your own age, gender, and medical conditions as you have them.
So, Dr. Peek, do you think that the doctors today, because if we're calling on them to use this as a vital sign, and you're advocating that patients, you know, have these discussions with their doctors and get up and move around, do you think that the doctor's training is now gearing more towards exercise physiology because the effect of exercise is so explosive on the body? It is huge that any prescription that could do what exercise does would be the most oft-prescribed medication in the world. So do you think that the doctors are now kind of falling in line with this way of thinking? Everything you're saying is so right on, but are the doctors kind of going along with that and getting this kind of training?
You know, I would say that the young up-and-comers that are just coming through the system now are going to have much more exposure than, say, people 5-10 years ago, for sure, because science now bears out the fact that physical activity, per se, is that important, and therefore, it has, since it has such a scientifically validated impact upon your health and well-being, let alone your functionality, et cetera, that it's now being honored along with all the other things we want to talk about when we talk about prevention. I'll also tell you something. We have new science studies that have come out basically saying that if a physician or any, you know, healthcare practitioner who's discussing physical activity with the patient, if they themselves are physically active, then the probability that it's going to come up is like 100%, because you can't sell something that you've never used. So you, if you're someone who is walking the walk, then you'll talk the talk, and that, and you'll also be much more believable. Because you'll say, well, just this morning before I came into my practice today and to see you and everything, I was able to get in my, you know, 30 minutes and I did a nice brisk walk in the neighborhood. Well, you know, that's going to sell it much better than just reading out of some book or some HHS guideline. If you live it and breathe it, then you have more passion and therefore you're a better, as it were, salesperson for it.
Well, and you know, doing what you and I both do for a living, and me as a trainer, I've always, you know, my clients want to know, what do I do to work out? And so, you know, I'm always trying to update my own workout and be really proactive about that and letting them know, oh, I was on my treadmill and then I did the high intensity interval training when I was done, and boy, I'm a little bit sore from those extra deep lunges that I did. And so I'm trying to do all of those things, because as you say, you have to walk the walk and definitely talk the talk. Now, in the last minute, I know this is not easy for you, Dr. Peek, in the last minute, wrap up the Exercise is Medicine initiative, what you want patients to advocate for themselves and what you want the doctors listening to take from this as well, so they can be a better healthcare professional.
Well, first of all, I want everyone to go over, and this is consumers, to the Exercise is Medicine website. So absolutely get on over there. There's tons and tons of fabulous information there. And then for all practitioners out there, get on over to the Exercise is Medicine website and download the patient data as well as your little prescriptions that you can fill in and just hand to them right there. So just download them right and left and learn more about this. And for everybody out there who's a consumer, you march in there with that information. You demand that your practitioners know more about it and that they're advocating for you by teaming with you on this. This is very, very important. It's kind of an integrative approach.
Well, it certainly is, and it's a way to work with your physician so that you don't feel that they are just your doctor working and doing whatever doctors do, but they are working with you as a person, as a whole person, and that exercise is going to be your very best prescription for a good, healthy lifestyle, and that's what it's all about. You can go to exerciseismedicine.org. That's the website of the Exercise is Medicine Global Initiative by the American College of Sports Medicine. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. Stay well.